Item 6, please.
Item 6, from the County Executive, appointing Mr. Carlos R. Pastrana to the Milwaukee County Personnel Review Board for a term expiring October 31, 2018.
Good morning.
Chairman, Supervisors, John Zathel from the County Executive's Office. I'm pleased to present Mr. Carlos Pastrana as the County Executive Abley's appointee to the Personnel Review Board to replace Melissa Hudson, who had to resign due to moving out of the state of Wisconsin. Mr. Pastrana is currently an attorney at Michael Best in the firm's Labor and Employment Practice Group in the Milwaukee office. He focuses his practice in the areas of labor and employment law, including discrimination, retaliation, sexual harassment, unemployment insurance, workers' compensation, and labor relations issues. Mr. Pastrana is bilingual with extensive English and Spanish litigation experience in court and administrative forums at both the state and federal level. Prior to being an attorney at Michael Best, he was an attorney for 9 years in the firm Goldman and
Antonetti.
And Cordova, the Employment Law Alliance affiliate in San Juan, Puerto Rico. He has also offered numerous trainings and presentations and seminars in both English and Spanish involving employment issues at the National Retail Federation's annual meeting. County Executive Abey looks forward to working with Mr. Pastrana as he would serve on the Personnel Review Board for the county.
Very good. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With Mr. Pastrana's extensive experience, I move to confirm his appointment.
Okay. Motion is for confirmation. Supervisor Mayo.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. I want to know about the law. I want to know about you.
I moved to first thing you need to know about me is I'm originally from Puerto Rico. I moved to Wisconsin 3 years ago, actually almost exactly 3 years ago. This is my home right now. I mean, I am raising my family here. I look forward to somehow giving back to this county, to this community, and putting my experience at the added service. Like you said, I've been an attorney for 12 years.
I don't want to hear about no attorney. I said, I want to know about you. Tell me, you golf? Do you swim? Do you ride a motorcycle? Do you read a lot? What do you do?
Okay, in order,
you
know, no.
You didn't reach out to me, so I got to learn a little bit about you.
In order, no, 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 and yes, I am.
I don't know what no, 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 yes,
yes, yes.
Okay.
I don't golf for sure, for starters, but being Puerto Rican, I'm a huge baseball fan. Obviously, it's a baseball country. I have two kids. One is 10, one is 7. I read a lot. I work a lot, and I am shoveling a lot of snow lately, which is a skill I didn't have when I first moved here, but you do learn to roll with the weather, so to speak. I enjoy what I do immensely. I think it gives me a chance to, I know it sounds self-serving, but I think the employer, as a corporate attorney, you kind of see the whole nucleus of facts of a case, and in that sense, I think I would be objective enough if I were appointed to the board. What else did you ask if I did? I said I didn't golf and I didn't.
You just said no, 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 yes. That's it.
Well, back then I do know the questions I had them in my head. I don't own a motorcycle either, so that's a big thing. What else? I'm not. I hope it's not a deal breaker, but I'm not a Brewers fan. I do go to the stadium a lot, so I hope that doesn't really jeopardize my.
Now, you say you're not a Brewers fan. Why did you even have to say that?
I know.
You should have passed on that one.
I'm being completely candid and honest with you. I mean, I really know. I want
Who's
to
your
have
team?
A full.
You do not say New York.
He upsets from that answer, Supervisor.
Can I plead the fifth here? I mean, it's a criminal procedure, but I want to.
Thank you for letting me have a little fun.
Yes, I appreciate it.
All right,
definitely broke the ice.
Supervisor Schmidt. I always kind of surprise me, only have a little fun. I have a serious question.
Yes.
And obviously, your qualifications, and if anybody else is listening too, I'm sure I'm speaking for all of us when we admire people who want to come forward, take time from their busy lives to give service to the county. I had an attorney from Wauwatosa write me just the other day, and I sent his name on to the county executive.
I believe I spoke with him.
Okay. I mean, I just complimented him for doing it. We need good people. The only thing I just want to make sure, sometimes we have problems on these committees because people are so busy, as you obviously are, a family man and a profession that's a lot of hours. So were you apprised or you know the time commitment that is necessary and are able to give that? And that's a serious question.
Yes, I was, by the county executive and also by Mr. Denny when I spoke with him originally when I was first interested in joining the board.
Okay, that's great. We look forward to your service. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, sir. Welcome.
Good morning.
I'm just curious. I'm going to ask a little bit about your legal background.
I forgot. Yes.
When you're in practice, this document says you handled the employment and labor relations. I'm just curious. Was that more the employer end or employer dealing with employees end or just what sort?
Yes.
Purely informational, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
My entire experience so far has been as a management side employment, labor and employment attorney. For 12 years, two different firms, two different jurisdictions, I have been in counsel for employers.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Mayo forgot a question.
I forgot my question. My favorite question I ask everyone. What high school did you go to?
What's that? I'm sorry?
What high school did you go to?
I went to a high school in Puerto Rico.
But that's not telling me the name of it.
St. Ignatius of Loyola.
Thank you.
There you go.
All right. thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Oh, really?
Well,
the Jesuit,
it's the toughest question
ever asked
me.
Yeah. Sorry. All right. Could you give the just the context here? Who's being replaced or
Melissa Hudson? Her term was to expire October 31st, 2018. She still works in Milwaukee County, but no longer resides in Milwaukee. She moved out to the state of Illinois, and per statute, she can no longer.
And who was she an appointee of? Was she
The county executive, I believe.
She was. Okay. And then did these recommendations for personnel review board, are they strictly from the executive, or do they get referred from some of our appointing authorities have referrals from different
Sure, not for this board and commission. We have on the county executive's website working with Alderman Stamper recommended having online applications. Individuals apply, as Supervisor Schmidt mentioned, that a constituent of his reached out actually and applied for a bunch of boards and commissions. So we have currently a list of individuals that we kind of go to and talk with them and gauge their interest in regards to serving on different boards and commissions.
And is there any analysis that the board is comprised in a way that it's not strictly the people with management side experience or the
sure I believe there's only one, there is an immigration attorney Dennehy. I'm not sure what type of law he practices, and then there's Mary Kay Bruno who is over from the Lubar School of Business, and then Sue Leger, who is a retired human resource manager.
So pretty much management side. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for providing some context. We had a motion for confirmation by Supervisor Johnson. On the motion for confirmation.
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Jurczyk.
Aye.
Weddle.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion that item number 6 be recommended for confirmation prevails.
Congratulations and
thank you so much. I'm honored
for your willingness to serve.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. I'm honored.